Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to delve into the world of political science. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking to David DeMore, who's an associate professor of political science at UNLV.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Dory Guy, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Mitt Romney. He won't reveal what's in his taxes, and he won't tell you what he'd do to yours. To pay for huge new tax breaks for millionaires like him, Romney would have to raise taxes on the middle class. $2,000 for a family with children, says a nonpartisan report. You could lose the deduction for your home mortgage, college tuition, health care. How much would you pay? Romney just won't say.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Dave DeMore. He is Associate Professor of Political Science at UNLV. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And we are taping this on Wednesday, the 12th of September. And the news has just broken over the last few hours that U.S. Envoy to Libya has been killed in an attack. Now, as it affects the presidential race, foreign policy has not been Mitt Romney's strong point. It has been President Obama's. And, of course, obviously, I don't want to just turn this into political. An ambassador has been killed. That's a terrible tragedy. But how does this affect the race?
I think it does perhaps for a day or two. And then given the way the media cycle works, I think we're going to move past this pretty quick. You've already seen some back and forth between the campaigns over Romney's initial statement. It was seen as sort of quite aggressive towards the Obama campaign. The Obama campaign, of course, responded. Now Romney said, no, I'm going to stand by it. So we're getting this little bit of tit for tat and kind of losing sight, I think, of the event.
The other thing that has been in the news in the last 24 hours is Benjamin Netanyahu pushing the United States to take a stronger position on Iran. There's a relationship between Netanyahu and one of the major Republican donors in this country. How do you feel about this?
I mean, this has been sort of an ongoing tension between the Obama administration and the Israeli government for quite a while now. The Israeli government wanting a more aggressive posture towards Iran and their nuclear ambitions there. And certainly you've had Mitt Romney echo a lot of that as well. The Obama administration has been much more trying to push the diplomacy, push the sanctions, see how those are going to work there. So it's kind of an interesting issue here where you have these sort of foreign governments and getting involved in the the middle of a political campaign on an issue that isn't big for a lot of voters, but certainly does resonate with the core constituencies in both parties.
Dave, those of us in our 30s, 40s, or a little older, kind of depended on CNN for our updates of media, of what was happening in politics back in the 1980s and 1990s. Just before we started, you said that how you got your update on Twitter. How important, as a political scientist, how important is the changing media in our political spectrum, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, how are these playing into politics these years?
It's really interesting to watch it because it almost just develops in real time here. And obviously you have the ability for campaigns to sort of respond very, very quickly and at the same time also make mistakes very, very quickly that they quickly have to take back. But I'm kind of interested in just sort of looking at how much of the Twitter universe actually transfers to the bigger sort of electorate, if you will, that this is a lot of inside baseball between the real political people really interested in politics, and these stories come and go very, very quickly on Twitter before they even hit the mainstream media. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. You almost have sort of two levels of a conversation going on, the immediate one through the social networking one, and then the slower one that may, those stories may appear in the next day or so there that may eventually hit the voters who are less engaged in the day-to-day combat of the campaign.
But in looking also at how our diplomats are communicating with the White House, it's already been known now that there were Twitter feeds coming out of Cairo, of the embassy there. How is that impacting just how we as diplomats are working nowadays?
No, it's a great point you have there, and it's something relatively new, and we're just sort of now trying to get a handle on, at least from the academic standpoint, trying to sort of study this stuff, see who's using it, what's the impact of it. But again, it's a tool that I think there's almost the expectation that you should be using it without sort of looking at how quickly the information's coming. Are we really thinking this through? And of course, the problem is if you just put this out there very, very quickly, you make a mistake. You got to spend a lot of effort walking it back, something that in the past you might have had to go through different layers of a campaign or an organization before you could actually release it. Now it gets out there very, very quickly, and then the issue comes, well, how do we get that information back? And it's much, much more difficult nowadays.
The president was elected with a good portion of the youth vote 4 years ago. He's been appearing on hip-hop radio stations here in the last couple of days. Is there a disconnect now between the president and the youth vote?
I think to some degree he's not going to replicate what he did in 2008. Also part of, I think, that campaign to sort of attract young voters is he's spending a lot of time on college campuses. I mean, particularly in the swing states there, touting his college loan, the changes made to the college loan program, going to community colleges, talking about the sort of funding mechanisms that have been available for job training and those types of programs there. But I think you're absolutely right that I don't think there's an expectation he's going to duplicate what they did 4 years ago. But at the same time, you still see the younger voters, to the degree they're going to participate, they're much more likely to participate for the Democratic Party than they are for the Republican Party. And that's a concern. Obviously, in the short term, for the Democrats, how big of that party electorate going to be? But you think about moving forward here, what can the Republicans do to sort of get this voting bloc to begin to think seriously about supporting that party, which I think is an interesting question, particularly on the social issues. You see a real divide among voters in the 30s and 40s, even among younger Republican voters on some of the social issues as compared to sort of the old guard Republicans.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dave DeMore when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation, reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with David DeMore. He's the Associate Professor of Political Science at UNLV. Today, another visit by the President, so a warning to everybody trying to get onto the freeway at a couple of points today. When the police cars are blocking those freeway ramps, don't try to get on. I did that the last time. It was not pretty. But the question that goes along with this, David, is, you know, does this become an inconvenience for the people in Reno and Las Vegas, having all these candidates come in, having the freeway shut down, traffic backed up, versus the fact that they do get the headlines and all the papers that day?
Yeah, I think at this point the novelty sort of worn off. You know, this is the second cycle. We go back to 2008 where we got a lot of attention, particularly from the Democratic campaign. And Obama's, of course, been here quite a bit in between there. At the end of the day, you know, this is, again, largely designed to target the grassroots, the core Democrats, to get them mobilized, to get them out there wanting to spend their afternoons and evenings knocking on doors. But it does create a little bit of an inconvenience for everyone else, particularly flying in and out of McCarran Airport. They have to stop the traffic while the president's plane comes and goes there, and then of course the motorcade across the city slows things down as well there. So absolutely, I think it is an inconvenience. You know, there are short visits, I guess, is a good thing. I think I saw when Romney came to Reno on Tuesday, he was in Reno for all of an hour, so it doesn't last that long. They get in and out very quickly, but in between it can be a little bit of a inconvenience for some folks.
Well, the challenge to Clark County, as to Washoe County as well, is the cost. Clark County School Board still has a $25,000 bill unpaid from the 2008 campaign that they had when Obama was there. These are unreimbursed costs, and I know up in Reno we've been looking at the cost. It's a little over $45,000 for that one-hour visit, just in hard costs. What kind of reaction are you seeing down in Clark County with the inevitable, how much is this trip going to cost us?
You know, surprisingly, that hasn't got a lot of attention here. But it is an interesting question. You know, you obviously you're using police. You're also shutting down some economic activity there. And then there is the issue going back 4 years ago about the use of the schools in paying for that there. But surprisingly, outside of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, who's been sort of pressing that argument, it hasn't got a lot of attention down here in the mainstream media.
One of the things that's, I guess, not surprising but unfortunate is the lack of candidates in Nevada talking to the majority of the media in Nevada. You know, we haven't seen Stephen Horsford on the air. We haven't seen John Asagura for several months now. Joe Heck, Shelley Berkeley, Dean Heller are not going to any of the traditional places where they would normally go. Is that just normal now because they're terrified that anything they say is going to end up in a campaign ad?
I think there's some of that going on. You know, the opposition campaign, they now have a tracker moving, trying to get those off-the-cuff lines that can be used into a campaign. And we certainly saw a lot of that in the 2010 campaign with Reid and Engel there. But I think there certainly is a lot of caution there in wanting to do that. And of course, you know, at the end of the day, these campaign events are very orchestrated, and they don't want them to be upset by you reporters in there jamming your mics in the candidates' faces, asking them questions that they might not otherwise want to address, and sort of ruining the events for them and the effect they're trying to create.
So as a professor of political science, which I find is an oxymoron because there seems to be no science in politics these days, how are you telling kids how to adapt to a new environment of the Twitters and the Facebooks and, the, frankly, the lack of personal attention that candidates are giving? They used to go door-to-door, especially in Senate races and stuff, and now we're seeing this barrier between almost the voter and the politician. What are you kind of teaching the kids nowadays as you go forward in politics? This is the kind of world you need to be prepared for.
Well, to some degree, I learned quite a bit about the social network from them, actually, as opposed to the other way around. But I've kind of, you know, I hate to say this, but I've kind of given up a little bit on national politics. There's just so much partisanship, so much gridlock, and so inability to sort of move on any of the key issues that I think the country wants us to address that I tell my students, really focus on state and local government in the politics surrounding there. They're much more accessible, you know, particularly in Nevada, where you can pretty much meet these folks, work on their campaigns fairly easily. You can go intern up in Carson City, and I've had a lot of students actually take me up on that, working on campaigns. We've actually had a couple of students who've actually run for office here. So I think that they sort of sense that, yeah, the national politics is exciting, it's very, very glamorous, but at the end of the day, they see the gridlock and built in, and they realize that a lot of the problems that they're interested in, you know, infrastructure issues, education, access to education, those types of concerns, are largely going to be addressed at the local and state levels.
Dave, what do you make of Senator Reid's outbursts about Governor Romney's taxes? And Dennis Myers of the Reno Newsroom Review wrote an extensive article on the fact that Harry Reid pulled this kind of shenanigans on Paul Laxalt back in the day. Your thoughts on this? History repeating itself.
Certainly. You know, last time around, I don't think it was quite as effective as it was this time because of the media attention, right? And what's interesting about this is he used that, obviously, in his speech at the Democratic National Committee. And I think when he was up in Reno at a meeting at the editorial board, he pulled aside Ray Hager to have him to talk about this issue as well. I think he sees there's really no downside to it, right? Most people across the country don't really know who Harry Reid is. He's not on the ballot this time around. It certainly raises the broader issues I think the Democratic campaign against Romney is trying to establish, and that is this notion that how can we trust this guy if he won't even tell us where his money is or how much money he has there. And if you look over the course of the summer, I think the Democrats, right or wrong, were successful in defining Romney in an unflattering manner, and they had spent a good deal of time in the Republican National Convention trying to sort of recreate the narrative for Mitt Romney there. So you may not like it, you may say, well Reid's got to show the evidence here, but at the end of the day, right, those stories are still getting written out there. It's put the Romney campaign on the defensive there, and at the end of the day, I think it's worked out nicely for the Obama campaign.
And that's where you got to leave it. Dave DeMore, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Pro Business Workers Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
I'm Shelley Berkley, and I approve this message.
Now Dean Heller's attacking Shelley Berkley on Medicare? The AARP says what Shelley Berkley voted for. Crack down on Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse, and strengthen guaranteed benefits. It's Dean Heller who voted twice to end Medicare, increasing seniors' premiums by almost $6,400 and turning seniors' healthcare decisions over to private insurance companies. Dean Heller, he's never been for you.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Mitt Romney. He won't reveal what's in his taxes, and he won't tell you what he'd do to yours. To pay for huge new tax breaks for millionaires like him, Romney would have to raise taxes on the middle class. $2,000 for a family with children, says a nonpartisan report. You could lose the deduction for your home mortgage, college tuition, health care. How much would you pay? Romney just won't say.
When you buy carpet at Washburn, the price you see on our tag, it includes everything. Carpet, pad, installation, removal, and haul away of your old carpet. The other guys don't do that. Everything is an extra add-on at the other stores. When you add in everything else, you'll find Washburn's one low price is the lowest. Plus, customers keep telling us how good our installers are and how they always get it right. Low prices and the best installers. Good reasons to come to Washburn, where you always find first quality carpets for less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel, as always. Former State Senator Ernie Adler is here, chair of the Washoe Dems, freshly back from Charlotte. Is Dory Guy. Hi. And Chip Evans, host of Real America on KJFK. Pleasure to have you all here.
And the token Republican here. I'm balancing out the table, and I'm starting to lean left here.
That works really well on the radio, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. Just tilt your radio to the left.
You'll be fine. So, Randy, well, I'll start off with you then. Governor Romney in Reno yesterday telling the National Guard he'll maintain defense spending no matter what. Isn't it time, after two wars and we're winding down the second one now, that we take a realistic approach to how much money we spend on the military?
Well, it depends on what level he's going to maintain. I mean, if you wait for the sequestration, that's $500 billion less.
Do you think that's even going to happen?
I hope not. I mean, it's embarrassing how inactive Congress is. So it's, but no, I don't think the sequestration will happen. It's just good politics. But no, I think we have to be realistic in what is the benefit now of a military industrial complex. Are we really getting what we used to do under the days of FDR on up? So I think we really do have to look at military spending and frankly bring it back. I mean, if we're giving Egypt money right now, sorry, but no more money for
you
Egypt.
Yeah.
But you know, and you raise an interesting point there, because it's easy to be flippant like that, but the reason that we've had peace between Israel and Egypt for the last 30 years is the money we give both to Israel and Egypt.
That is correct. I mean, it is a balancing act. I mean, it's a kind of a mutual destruction on both sides if they do go to war, so that does keep the peace to a certain extent. It was like the Soviet Union and the U.S. when both sides had nuclear weapons, so I mean, there is something to be said for that.
Dory, you just got back from the convention, as I mentioned. Was there something at the convention for the general public, or was it really a get-out-the-vote for you guys to come back to your fellow Democrats and get out the vote?
I think anybody among the general public would have been happy to have been there, because some of the things that were said, I mean, if you watched the entire convention, there were so many others that were on, you know, so many governors and senators, and I think they had something to say for every American.
Actually, you know, there's been a bump in the number of men supporting Obama as opposed to Romney, and I believe a good chunk of the convention actually was a reach out to redefine, you know, other than the negative ads, you know, who is our president, and put him in that light for an independent that are non-decided. So I think it actually, you know, spoke well beyond the base.
But don't you think they should have talked to Bill Clinton like a year ago and got the plan rolling?
Well, yeah, Bill's got the secret formula. There's no doubt about that. But
what is it? The president calls him the secretary of stuff. You know?
Well, and he is out on the road, and I think scoring a lot of points with Florida voters and so forth. So I think rolling Bill Clinton out was kind of a stroke of genius.
Well, rolling a couple things together. I mean, his comment about math, you know, goes back to this military spending thing. How do you justify $2 billion more in military spending that's not asked for, that's they don't know what they would do with it, at a time when we're in financial distress, and at a time when we already spend, you know, as much as the next 20 largest nations in the world on military. Mm-hmm. And this isn't aid to, you know, payoffs. Mm-hmm. That's a different pot of money. This is guns and ammunition and intelligence and all that sort of stuff. And how much do we need?
Exactly.
I mean, we have to be realistic about that.
Well, I think this is all just part of the big Democrat distraction away from the economy. So you pull out Bill Clinton, one of your best has-beens, who is your secret weapon. Can't say there's a lot of love between Hillary and Bill and the president prior to this, but somehow they've made amends, and it is. He's your best secret weapon. But the bottom line is, this is going to come down to a jobs. And you can sit here and talk, you know, contraception and abortion and military spending, but at the end of the day, who's the one that's going to do the best on this economy? And sorry, I just don't think you guys got it.
Well, the good news is the most recent polls say that the nation's faith in Obama for handling the economy has exceeded Romney's.
And if you had the election tomorrow, you'd be safe. But give us 52 more days or whatever it is, and it'll change.
I think it's going to continue. I think it's going to continue.
Well, and an interesting thing that we have to bring up is the military-industrial complex has been very wise and has planted job-producing factories of one kind or another in every state in the union.
That's correct.
And when it comes down to jobs, we saw a few years ago that the Hawthorne Depot was in danger of being closed under the BRAC closures, and Senator Reid stepped in there and made sure that that didn't happen. That's the power of the military-industrial complex.
That is, but if we're going to be a truly successful nation, we need to transition away from that and manufacture things that people really need. And unless we start going there, we're not going to get out of this.
Back to butter, not guns.
Well, clearly, closing bases is an act of courage, because you're right. It's all wired into the political system and the money system and the business system. And
well, the BRAC closure was supposed to be an up or down vote, but, you know, it just didn't work out that way.
Kind of like Simpson Bowles and a few of the other things that, and I don't mean just this administration, Congress, and for decades, Congress has refused to do the hard stuff. Closing bases is just truly reducing military spending, reducing all spending, and it's nothing, it's something that Congress just doesn't want to do, which is why we're $16 trillion in debt. Mm-hmm. And I truly don't blame Obama for the debt, I blame Congress for it. And it's been trickling up, and I don't care who's president. So we've got some serious things that just Congress just won't act.
I think we need to transform those military bases into manufacturing areas where, you know, we're doing something here, we're making things, manufacturing things here in America, and not going to China and the rest of the world to manufacture our goods.
Well, and in some cases, you are seeing manufacturing coming back to this country because it's actually starting to be a little bit more cost-effective than it was before. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. And we didn't knock you over, Andy.
Thanks. I appreciate
it. We'll be right back.
I survived.
When Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries has its trade-in sale, it's more like a trade-up sale. Now you can trade in your old sofa or chair to save money on beautiful new Lazy Boy furniture. Your trade-in saves you 50 off our legendary recliners and chairs, or 100 on that perfect sofa, and 200 toward a family-friendly Lazy Boy sectional. There's even special financing. The cost of trading up just came down. The trade-in sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Attention homeowners, best time to short sell is now. For a limited time only, you can collect up to $30,000 when you short sell. Yes, homeowners and investors can now short sell and get 100% forgiveness. Annie Christian can help you short sell now and collect up to $30,000. Call Annie at 775-351-5117 to find out how much your bank is giving you to short sell. Best time to short sell is now. Call 775-351-5117 today.
The new AARP Voter Guide is out with facts you need on Medicare. Fact, Barack Obama will protect your guaranteed benefits and will not allow Medicare to become a voucher program. Fact, Mitt Romney would take away Medicare's guaranteed benefits and instead give future retirees premium support or vouchers. AARP opposes that plan, and nonpartisan analysts say it could raise seniors' costs up to $6,400 a year. Get the facts.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, tomorrow we'll be talking to one of my favorite columnists, Jane Ann Morrison, from the Las Vegas Review Journal.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.